Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I've just muted you. It was just so wonderful hearing your voices. And, you know, for the past 3 weeks, we have had every state in the United States, plus D.C., plus several of us who are stationed in other countries. I always know by Philippians 3:20 that we're all citizens of heaven, but we have been given ambassadorships in various countries. And so as we meet together today, I believe it's very indicative of a great representation. You know, I'm thinking about, this is going to be during the millennium. We will be in heaven, of course, in New Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. But here on the earth, there will be nations, God says, Jesus says, in the 25th chapter of Matthew, that there are kingdoms, there are nations that are prepared for the sheep nations, but they must go up once a year to the Feast of Tabernacles. So that's representative. They don't have to everybody in the whole United States of America, if there is one at that time, and I believe there will be, has to go, but they have to send a representative. So, and the Lord says, like, for instance, if Egypt or one of them doesn't send one, they won't get rain that year. So representation is very important, a representative from each state, and that's what you're doing today. And I believe, again, that we have we've done it. I think we had like 1,200 callers last, prayers, 1,200 prayers gathering together last week, and here we are again. And let's praise the Lord together. Oh, Father, how we do praise you. How we do love you and adore you and lift up your name together. Together. You said in Ephesians that we were quickened together with him. And we were raised together with him. And we were seated at the right hand of the Father together with him. Oh, Holy One, you have taught us the meaning of unity in the prayer of the dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in John 17. He talked about being one. We're so thankful. And thankful for the power of one. The power of one. When that one is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. When that one is the body of Christ in unity. Oh, Holy Father, help us to attain it more and more in manifestation, even this day in May. How we do praise you, how we do adore you, how we do thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, dearest Father, we know. Let us thank him for the modern state of Israel, folks, and for his keeping his word. As you know, I'm preparing for 3BI, and my preparation, we'll have a class meet on out at the mountain, which this is the way we do it. We have a live class. I feed off of a live group of students. And then we film it, and it becomes an online course for others to take, for you to take. And we now have Courses 1 and Courses 2 available. You can just go online, and you'll be a student in a matter of minutes. But praise God as I'm studying the, we're doing the Exodus. That's my next thing here. And freedom from sin and from the type of sin, and freedom unto God. And oh, Ramasita Livra Hisan de Hishat on the Makara. Prophecy fulfilled. It was prophecy fulfilled that they came out of Egypt. We are living in a time now. I even found another prophecy the other day, which I don't think has been fulfilled yet. But God said he's going to bring them home. And not many years after they had come up out of Auschwitz and Birkenau and the other death camps, they became a nation in 1948, 72 years ago. As we look at our calendars, it would be tomorrow. They've already celebrated it because they go by the God calendar. But it would be May 14, 1948, 72 years ago, tomorrow in our reckoning. Let us praise God for keeping his word. Oh, Father, You are a covenant-keeping God. You will not alter the thing that has gone out of your lips. If it has gone out of your lips, if it is recorded in the Holy Word, in the pages, the Holy Writ, it absolutely comes to pass. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you for bringing home Israel. Thank you for bringing them, Alamaratisho, in the sight of the whole world. You said you're doing it. It is written in Isaiah, you're doing it so that the nations will know you are God. Some of them miss it, Lord. Some of them fight your holy purposes. We're so glad and we're so thankful, Father, to know that we should be on the side of Israel. We have some from the Netherlands, Lord. And we think about Corrie ten Boom and her family and how they too hid Jews and even went to the camps. Corrie ten Boom's sister to her death. Lord, we want to thank you for the great part that the UK played in their coming, in their being recognized. I know, dear Father, that mistakes were made, and I know that believers in the UK have repented to you for that and trust you for the blessing again of the UK blessing Israel. Father, in the name above all names, Mike Pompeo is there now today. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, please, Ora Masata, we lift up our leaders. We are told to lift up our leaders. And in the name above all names, we want to thank you that our leaders here in the United States recognize Israel reborn. And that especially in this administration, Lord, time after time, decisions have been made. Ishola Mahalabaranda. Proclamations have been made from the highest office in the land to recognize the Golan. Hallelujah. Ishendilivrata, to move our embassy. And now, Father, we ask your direction on the annexation that has now been brought forth. Oh, how we do praise you. Oh, how we do give you glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Folks, the National Day of Prayer was last week, and I watched, not when it was live, but I watched a recording of the National Day of Prayer leader, Billy Graham's grandson, as they were at his memorial, and leading the National Day of Prayer, and I was so thrilled that the theme was the awakening, and the theme was revival, and the theme was all the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. I wept because I knew God had us on the same page. I knew God had us on the same page, crying out for an awakening. Crying out for an awakening to God like we knew in the Great Awakening. So would you join me a moment just praising God for that? Lord, I just do praise you that you are pouring out a spirit of prayer for an awakening. It couldn't happen that everyone is asking and saying the same thing if you were not the one giving the utterance. I do lift you up. I do praise you. I do give you glory. I do give you adoration. And, oh, Lord, together from all across this nation, we lift our voice right up to the throne. And we're even seated at the throne. And in this exalted place that you have granted and that is signed and assured by the covenant blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh, Father, Thank you. Thank you, thank you for the utterance you've given. And Lord God, give us more. Give us more utterance for an awakening to God. Like you told us, one thing will save America, and it is not elections. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. We do thank you and praise you that in an election, a man who is awakened to God is in office. And Holy Father, we would dare to ask you, as Easter Macombre Kiliparana Nyobre Bastandobre Tashka, that as we are in this year of 2020 and its elections, you would, by the hand of God upon them, bring men and women into office who will bless Israel. Bring men and women into office who will yield to you, who will yield to your voice. Holy Father, Ila Maratashanda, I read a little bit about some things that are happening today. Igalevrahason Tabra. Ishe makara bakala kalande di balabati. Enimaro noshti di varat. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Holy one, holy one, holy one. Oh, Father, as we speed toward the return of the Lord, we rondeleva bahasa na makanya, we see your hand, and we offer ourselves as voices, Lord, to lift up to you. I recommend, if you did not watch it last Wednesday's, it's on archives, our last previous Wednesday's prayer. I'm telling you, there was an anointing upon me. And I felt the Lord kind of instructed us. You know, he says he does that with his children. He'll instruct us in the way we should walk, discipline even. And one of the things that came, and just before I went to prayer, I had gone upstairs to, you know, go on my computer and search for a certain something. I wasn't searching for what I found. But what I found was a word that was given in 2012, two prayers. And one thing he said in their dear prayers, in that word, we posted it online. If you didn't get it or somehow it's not posted, I'll find out. I'm sure it is. But in that word that was given in 2012, he said, you have no idea what things were avoided because you prayed. And I just want to tell and encourage you. You have to have faith that your prayers are working. You say to yourself that you're walking in love and forgiveness and faith. What's not of faith is sin. And faith works by love, so that's a given. You tend to yourself. You're a committee of one. Sister Woodworth Edder said, we need committees of one to watch over ourselves to make sure we're walking in love at all times. I thought about what Wigglesworth said about love. He said, be so filled with love. Let the love of God in your heart so overtake you that when you're squeezed by oppression, persecution, nothing, you're like a sponge, you're full, and nothing oozes out of you but the love of God. I had an opportunity to practice that this past week, and oh, praise God, it works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Mike Pompeo is in Israel today for what's called a whirlwind 24-hour visit. He's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, the new, cooperative government. And interestingly enough, the Iranian threat is expected to be at the top of the agenda. Now, I want to recommend to you, you're looking for news sources. Go to Israel Hayom. That's Israel H-A-Y-O-M. Hayom is today. And this is a Hebrew language daily owned by Sheldon Adelson. But it is, of course, online. You'll find it in English. And they did an interview. It's really good. You'll like it. Israel Hayom. Israel, H-A-Y-O-M. And they did an interview with him yesterday. And he said, Mike Pompeo said, this meeting is important enough to hold it face to face. And this is Pompeo's first trip abroad since lockdown. So you know that it's very, very important. He made some statements. I'll just read you. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Israel celebrates Palestinians' rage at Pompeo's sovereignty statements. Israeli officials hail U.S. backing of plan to apply sovereignty to large parts of Judea, Samaria, and the Jordan Valley as historic justice, while the Palestinians warn of a Nakba, which means catastrophe, and howl at betrayal by the Arab allies. Israel is jubilant. The Palestinians are issuing harsh condemnations. The economy minister said after the meeting that he saluted Secretary Pompeo's remarks that apply sovereignty as Israel's decision. We now have a historic opportunity to promote the issue with the backing of the most supportive administration we've ever had in the White House, thanks to President Trump's deal of the century. So they're predicting that it will go down in history. And so what is a part of this? I don't know exactly everything that's a part of it, but it's all the Jewish settlements, all the Jewish towns in what the world calls the West Bank. And we know that what the world calls the West Bank is actually biblical Judea and Samaria, or in Hebrew, Shomron. So I think that this calls for annexing a large part, and then possibly some concessions to the Palestinians. Some people like it, some people don't, but it is a move, a gigantic move, a historic move, to call biblical Israel. You know, when I go to Israel, I promise people, when I take them on a tour, some people promise them, we won't take you to the West Bank. I remember one time we had a young man who worked for the State Department, and he couldn't go with us when we went over into the West Bank. And we go always into the West Bank. In fact, we sleep there. I promise people we're going to sleep there because that's biblical Israel. That is, now we took our tour that we just finished when the coronavirus thing, we got that thing in just in time. Isn't God great to have that on time for us? And we came of course, we started, if you're going to start with the Bible, you've got to start with Abraham. So, you know, we're teaching, and we started going right through where he came in, all those places that are now on what people call the West Bank. And we go there and stay in and study biblical history, Abraham, Joshua, all that. So this is a big move. Now, I thought it was interesting that it says number one on the agenda is Iran. So Iran, you know, people have been saying it's been hurt economically, the sanctions, the virus. But there is an article today in the Jerusalem Post. The National Cyber Unit of Israel warns of an incoming Iranian anti-Israel cyber attack. May 22nd, now they say they're expecting the cyber attack between May 14 and May 22nd. May 22nd is a commemoration of Iran's Jerusalem Day. That day is known as Op Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. The annual attacks in recent years have used Iran's Jerusalem Day, which is a day dedicated to liberating Jerusalem from the Jewish state. So each year they try something, and they often try something cyber. So this year they know about it. The Israeli cyber unit knows about it. They have told people. Evidently it's a kind of a, they suspect a hacking campaign that would affect even individual and computers. So let's pray about it, okay? Father, in the name above all names, this kind of warfare, this cyber warfare, but it's not too much for you. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, though this seems like advanced technology to us, it is so primitive to you. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we ask you, as a group who is, as a unit, a praying unit, we ask you to, I remember how we used to jam, how people used to jam, not we, but people used to jam Radio Free America, jam this cyber attack, we pray. Jam it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ula Vrahasanda, you know all the things to do. We don't know. How can we tell you what to do when you have created everything and this is very primitive to you? And so let's ask up, O Ramakala, in our Inimaruta de Vrobashanto, in our Pa, God's giving it. He's giving the utterance. Let's pray about this in tongues. Hallelujah, folks. I think that became a laughing matter. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, Lavranda, you know, when you're praying in the spirit, you will come shelevrambata. Sometimes it's like a long time, sometimes it's not so long, but you come to a place of victory, and that place of victory is you'll have a song. But right then, it was a laughter, and it came really fast. We got that thing, we got it, and we got it quickly. Bless the Lord. Another thing I wanted to tell you about that word of the Lord that came in 2012 and that I read last week and is online. It cautioned the praying people not to give their voice to darkness. And the way it came across was just don't run around spreading all the bad news. Yes, you're aware of it. Yes, we know it's there. We read it in the paper. I very much keep up with the news. But I cannot enter the realm of worry and fretting over anything. Because it says in Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. King James says, be careful for nothing. The Amplified says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. So we can be knowledgeable about things. We can know that it's going on, and we can lift our voices against it, but we must never enter the realm of fret and anxiety and fear. Oh, hallelujah. Now, the word of the Lord came to us last week. Do not give your voice to darkness. So we don't give our we're not spreading dark rumors or darkness. Praise God! But we are speaking and decreeing an awakening of the light, and over individual matters that we pray, that we see. Praise God! We do it from a place of victory. Every one of our prayers are from a place of victory. My son-in-law texted me, Tony, and many of you know him. and his father needs prayer. So Mr. Kruko in Iowa, and at this moment, let's take this moment to lift you name who you want to name, yourself, your loved ones. Oh, Father, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name of the Redeemer, Healer. How I do love Isaiah chapter 53. How I do love this one who took upon him pains and sickness and was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And it pleased the Father to crush him by disease. And he bore our pains, and he bore our sickness. Holy Father, in the name, above all names, he bore Mr. Kruko's sickness. He bore that thing that he's fought for a few years here. Father, in the name, above all names, I know Tony's praying, not just for your sustaining him in this, but for completely leaving his body, and he have a complete and total return to health. This farmer, this brave man who loves you and who has worked hard all of his life and works now, restore him to strength. Oh, Father, in the name above all names. You know, we've been praying that those Israelis, they are really something else. God has just touched them with abilities, especially in the realm of health. And there's an Israeli company, the Bonus Biro Group, that has completed a preliminary study of a new drug to treat acute and life-threatening respiratory distress. And they've checked it in COVID-19 patients. And the amazing thing is that it has reduced inflammation and promoted regeneration of diseased lung tissue. They showed a laboratory image of a healthy lung, a sick lung, and a lung treated with this Mesencure. The treated lung looks exactly identical to the healthy lung. Complete healing, complete prevention of damage to the lung. That's an amazing thing. And I was reading this and I thought, that could possibly go past COVID-19 patients. And people who have had trouble breathing, respiratory illness. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for this, Father, in the name above all names. And we want to thank you for every advance that's being done, every patient that's being healed, either through medical means, dear Father, or the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we know that he works too, through the hands and arms of doctors. I want to praise you and give you glory for every avenue of healing at which you're at work. I want to thank you, Father, and let's pray just a bit now as we're coming back. I went out yesterday, oh my goodness, had my maintenance, my toenails and my fingernails done. The fingernails is kind of a vanity thing, but the toenails, I mean, I needed it. Bless the Lord. So I just want to praise you, Lord, that I looked all around and those people back to work in that place. Back to work. Back to making a living. Father, I just want to praise you and thank you for individuals all over this world in Israel. The tourist industry, Lord. Oh, Father. Before I left the land, one of the drivers took my hand and asked me to, he didn't exactly say pray, but he meant that as close as he could come to it, because he knew they wouldn't have any work. So, Lord, in the name above every name, we pray for all the economy. Give us some utterance right now, Father. Give us some utterance to jumpstart the economies of the world in the spirit. We know it's your prerogative whether you do or not. You might give us some utterance on some complete other subject, but we're asking you to give us some on this one. To Hashandale Vete, Malabrote, blessing from heaven. Brondele Vambario, Misotele Banda. It pleases you for the prosperity of your servants, Lord. You Gumbrakanga, you confirm your very covenant by giving us power to make wealth. Oh, Selevapa. You are a good and wonderful and loving Father. How we do praise you, Father, for restoring Ishalamara Makande Mekala from the very most of the Makande, the top of the economic Aranda, to the Sendele Magandande Nekohubara, to the millions and millions. Ishandele Vehebala Tushanamara Dishetele Vabarote Shinamanganga. Father, we thank you that the airplanes will fly. We thank you, the bandolo prati shando hubala palani kolondon jeni maladish kadavrapa. Oh, kalabarandi shandon don don jeg de vabarakate shete. Ilivrata ta kumbra kalabrata. And we ask you, Father, for an economy, ilibratondo, that reflects the blessing of God. And we'll never forget. We'll never forget that it is you. It is you who give us everything. I want to thank you and praise you for our ministry, Lord, and for your blessing us and keeping us. And I just praise for all the ministries, all those who are serving you and are a part of the kingdom's work. Ilibratoshe vrandola makaro makalakalatinya. Oh, Father, help us to preserve. If we have gained any more in our nation and in other nations, if we have gained any more a spirit of unity, help us not to lose it, Lord, but to move more and more and more to the closing of the huge divides. Father, I know that in studying the awakenings, when that Spirit of God poured out upon them, Father, it brought them, even sinners, out in the, with not even their mind on God. One man in Northern Ireland was just counting his money that he had been to market and made by selling his produce, and he just fell down under the power of God and cried out to you. We want that, Lord. We want that. We ask you for that in the name above all names. And I ask you for blessing upon those that have met together this morning, blessing upon their day, blessing upon their families. Blessing, Holy Father, blessing. In the name above all names, we praise you and take glory, Lord. May you receive glory in all that we do and all that we say. May we drink and eat and in word and deed do everything to the glory of God. Father, we worship you. Amen and amen.